TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey, everybody. There's some sort of problem with Noah's audio at the beginning of this episode, so it's going to cut out for no good reason. Stick with it. It fixes itself in a couple seconds. Thanks. Enjoy our shitty show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
I'm also more exacting about dishwashing than I think anybody in this household, which is funny because I hate it.
But yeah, I don't, you didn't even do dishes. Like, you guys would buy paper plates.
Let me tell you a secret, Noah.
Yeah.
Were it available to me now, I would still do that.
Like, I'd do that shit again, I'm not going to lie.
I saw some article where it's like, stop saying that this cougar was stalking him. She's clearly protecting her kids. Like, you can see the young cubs in the background. I'm like, look, I don't care why he's fucking running to me or she, whatever.
Also, the cubs were long gone. Like, that was 6 minutes. The cubs are, I mean, where the fuck they are. Like, you're being a shitty parent.
Noah, you should start your own YouTube channel. Noah eats a reasonable amount of food.
Hey, Noah, would you like seconds? No, no, I've had enough.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'm quite satiated, thank you. Whew, made me laugh a lot.
Probably nobody else.
Nope, nobody else. Nobody. The kids didn't get it. Danelle did get it and didn't find it funny. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Sister fuckers.
And when you hear this noise, that's just me trying to attempt.
I was like, I wonder if I'll use that for the lick noise this week. I might. Searching for the lick noise takes an inordinate amount of the editing time, so if there's any shortcuts, I'll take them. By the way, I'm Tim, the guy who's easily annoyed in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I live for annoying Tim in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the in TanCast, and I also enjoy annoying Tim, everyone. Gets my yayas off.
Oh my.
Yeah. No mamas.
I mean, and I used to be or tend to be more passive, so I'm just sitting in Lala waiting for my yayas.
Okay, sorry. Just happened to see this. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, Hunter Biden should start a clothing line that says, I consulted in Moscow and all I got was $35 million in this lousy t-shirt. To which 80s, 90s singer Richard Marx responded, you should wear a t-shirt that says my dad wants to fuck my sister.
Meanwhile, in his land who voted for the wrong people.
Truth hurts.
Here's my stepdad post. It's a pair of Joe, and it says, if you like subpoena coladas and getting caught in Ukraine, and then a video touching a girl when your dad's into children, and a picture of, I think, his son, and you're into cocaine. I'm like, all right. We're related.
I mean, the projection on all of that, the whole Trump rocking in on the Miss Teen USA.
Oh, shit. I thought that was about Trump. I thought Don Jr. liked cocaine. Most of his cabinet got subpoenas.
Yep.
He was the one getting caught talking to the Ukraine.
Yep. Oh, it's pure projection. Yeah.
I literally thought that was about Trump.
Yeah. No, it's not, and yet it is.
I can't. And this is on my page. My mom posted, which I can't tell if this is. I mean, I think she's being funny, but I'm like, is she trying to do leet speak? She put, "Hey, HAY." There, THER, comma, C, letter C, U, at symbol, U R, birthday, BRATHDY, which, like, which with the pointy hat, will be the letter N, E, Earth, T, H, D, Y, capital B, come, like, C-U-M. I'm like, really?
Oh, my.
Bind, B-I-N-D, W-I-T, A, M-E-R-T-H, Day, Murph Day, and then there's a SpongeBob SquarePants laughing.
All right.
Parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Andy's just like, yeah, I got nothing. Yeah.
So, guys, I didn't want to take this episode down, but I feel like I should let all the listeners know that thanks to all of that shit, I now have cancer.
It's about time. No, it's not about time. So, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it
I bet the listeners thought we forgot
we'll
this jingle.
On our very next
no,
it's still here.
Tim never forgets. He can't stop.
We just haven't used it in weeks.
He won't stop. Uh-uh.
Mostly we just loot, like, launch straight into stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I like to do it.
Yeah.
So I went on a walk around the neighborhood with my son last night. And I think I'm not going to do that shit ever again. Because, I mean, I joked around about, you know, being fat and out of breath and whatever. But he took that as, like, just sort of carte blanche to be fucking relentless about it. And when we got home to tell my wife, like, oh, Daddy and I went on a walk, and it was he was huffing and puffing, and it was way shorter than the walk that you and I went on, Mommy. I'm like, dude, I said explicitly, I'm out of shape, I weigh too much, I don't move enough, and I'm doing this walk. Like, we got somewhere, and he's like, hey, Daddy, you want to sit on the swings and swing with me? I'm like, no, I'm gonna keep on walking because I need to keep my heart rate up. Because if I can keep my heart rate up for longer than 20 minutes, then this will actually have, like, an improvement on my health. If I let my heart rate go down during the 20 minutes, it's like the clock restarts. They've shown that you need to do, you know, aerobic, like, increased heart rate exercise for at least 20 minutes for it to really have an effect. So I specifically told him, like, he was on the swings, and I was walking around the area with the swings just, like, in a circle doing laps around it. To keep my heart rate up. And in spite of me telling him all of that, like, hey, I'm trying to get myself out of breath. I am trying to keep myself out of breath because it's the only way I'm going to get hungry. He had to come back in the house and talk a bunch of shit. You little shit.
That's kids are want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, Daddy feeling sensitive about something? Here, let me just dig into it. I don't know if kids
it wasn't
do that.
Even that I was feeling sensitive about it. It's just like he needed to find a way to be a shithead.
Mm.
And he's been doing that a lot to Caitlin, too. So
you think it's something being modeled for him? Not by you guys.
I don't think so. I mean, there's not a lot of other shit like being modeled. I mean, maybe like.
Well, I guess, yeah, especially now.
Like sitcoms or whatever.
Really, yeah.
Like watching people kind of snark at each other and snipe at each other or whatever, like on sitcoms or something, maybe? Yeah maybe.
I for a second I was thinking about Piers, but I'm like, I don't even know if he's hanging out with anybody. You
no,
know what
he's
I mean?
Not. I mean, he sees them during class, but that's it. And he's been
I
this
mean,
way
maybe out. He's just, you know, getting frustrated of being in the house with the same two people all the time.
Yeah, maybe.
He's like, fuck you guys, maybe you'll kick me out.
We do. We do from time to time. There's been times where, like, he's just like racing around the house. We're like, Drew, put clothes on, go outside, walk to the park. The first time I did it, Kate was like, are you really sending him to the park by himself? I'm like, it's in the neighborhood. it's like a 10-minute walk there. Like, max. She's like, what if he like goes down to the water and like falls in the water? I'm like, Drew, I yell, and I'm like, Drew, don't go near the ponds.
Stay away from water.
I'm like, there. Solved. Problem solved.
Parenting is accomplished. On that shit.
Yeah. I mean, also the ponds aren't that deep. Like,
you can drown in less than an inch of water.
This is true. But, you know, I don't think my son is going to be walking around on a hill near a pond, pass out, roll downhill, and then drown. I think the
chances... That's what they all say until it happens.
No one ever does.
Yeah. Exactly. But they all are all are measured in like the low teens of people.
I know.
And with, you know, what, 100 million kids in the U.S., something like that, 80 million, something in that neighborhood. I'm fine with those odds. Because it's going to be more dangerous for him to need to be in the house and be a shithead, if I'm being honest.
I always think about that with, like, parents and, like, when they're, I don't say overprotective, when they're very protective. Because, like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, maybe the chances of whatever this happening is maybe low. But, like, you would feel like such a shitty parent if it did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is true.
And I'm like, yeah, I get that. Like, if you know, for some freak accident happened, you're like, fuck, why did I do this thing?
Or yeah, why? You know? All I had to do was this stupid thing, which, yeah, when weighed against what happened, feels like it's something that's, you know, not very outlandish for me to do. However, when weighed against it not happening, it seems like I'm a super overprotective a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, at some point, he's 12. He's 13's coming up fast. He's got dark hair on his legs and apparently dark hair on his nuts.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's definitely got he's got some armpit hair. He obsesses over the like 16 mustache hairs that are like starting to.
Have you seen my sweet stash?
Oh man, he talks about it all the time. He asks questions.
They're gonna think
about
I'm a narc.
He demanded I teach him how to shave, and then right after he shaved, he's like 2 days later, he's like, "Daddy, I gotta shave again." I'm like, "Dude,
they're gonna think I'm Jump Street."
I'm like, Zoom can't even see those whiskers. Oh, okay.
We've been having Michael start washing the dishes just to, you know, to get him to have a chore that is his that he will do and be responsible for. Mm-hmm. He sucks at it. Like, at first it was like, oh, this is cool. Now, I mean, in addition to teaching him responsibility, that's one less thing I have to do. Turns out it's one thing I have to go back behind him and do again. I'm like, wow, that clearly has goop all over this plate and it's sitting here in the dish dryer. Of course, I'm also more exacting about dishwashing than I think anybody in this household, which is funny because I hate it.
But yeah, I don't know. You didn't even do dishes. Like, you guys would buy paper plates.
Let me tell you a secret, Noah.
Yeah.
Were it available to me now, I would still do that.
I do that shit again. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I've got paper plates in the driveway. I mean, the garage ready to go. Is this a paper plate kind of night? No, it's not? Okay, I'll just...
yeah, so I do the majority of the dishes in this house, but we've gotten Drew to start washing pots. He complains before, during, and after anything we ask him to wash.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Yeah, I think this is demotivating Caitlin from asking him, but it's actually motivating me to ask him more. I'm like, oh, you want to complain about this? You want to complain about this one fucking thing I ask you to do? Well, then.
We'll see about that. Penis breath.
Yeah.
I don't know why you call him penis breath, but, you know, it's a good name.
We just watched E.T. recently.
Fuzz nuts.
Wait, what did you say? Watched what?
E.T. Oh. Isn't that insult in E.T.?
Is it?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, look at that. It just...
I haven't seen it recently. That's something I remember. That's something that stuck with me as a kid. I'm like, well, what now?
Say who?
I feel compelled to mention, since we're talking about movies, and I just talked about my son being a shithead in several different ways. We watched Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls, last night. And the first scene, that's the cliffhanger parody with the raccoon. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sends Ace like spiraling off the deep end and to go like remove himself from society. The whole time that the little raccoon was in danger, like Drew was in a state. And then when he catches him and he's like, oh, you're slipping. And they like draw that out and the little raccoon just like chittering and it's like the whole paw and then it's like three claws and then it's like two claws and then it just slips out and falls. And you just see the raccoon like falling into the canyon. In my mind, I'm like, ah, that's funny, because it's like that Stallone thing. And in Drew's mind, they killed a fucking raccoon. And he was beside himself for like a couple of minutes. Like, even after understanding, like, and he, of course, understood this. He's not simple. I mean, he doesn't have a, I mean, like, his view of the world isn't simple. I didn't mean that in terms of like learning disabled. I mean, like, he understands the nuance. He has the concept of actors and roles being different things.
Gotcha.
And like somebody dying on screen doesn't mean the person died. But the fact that in the movie, that the character of the raccoon, of the poor little raccoon, that the movie makers would kill a little raccoon character was distressing enough for him because of his sweet heart for animals. There was a little part of me where I was like, oh, come on, man, it's just a movie. But the rest of me was like, no, dude, don't be that like fucking toxic masculinity. Like, you want to see that gone in the world? Don't start it.
I mean, isn't that the point of movies, so? Make you feel something?
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, this is a comedy. I don't think it should be like making you bawl your eyes out for a raccoon. And they did try to handle it in a funny way. But then, you know, like I put myself in his shoes and I'm like, it was a cute little raccoon and now it's dead in the movie. Like, that's fucked up.
A raccoon. I mean, they'll bite you.
It's a little trash panda.
This is
exactly
true.
It's not like it's a puppy.
They do little human things with their hands and they wash their food in the water. So if you give them cotton candy, it's hilarious.
I mean, they are kind of adorable. I've watched YouTube has everything, and every once in a while I'll be like, oh, there's a little video of a cute raccoon. Look at him just grabbing things.
Have you seen the one where the guy goes to feed the raccoon, though?
No.
He puts some food on his hand. He's like, come here, come here. And of course the raccoon bites his hand and the food. Like, and yep. The guy's like, ah! And that the video abruptly ends, but I could only assume he was less than pleased.
Yeah. I have not seen that one. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's a fucking raccoon. What do you want?
Winder and I were on our walk. He was talking about foxes. And he's like, foxes are tame. I'm like, foxes are not tame. What the fuck did you get that from?
I mean, they're pretty fucking adorable, though.
He's like, no, I mean, like, they're just so cute. They're not like, they're not going to attack you or whatever. I'm like, dude, if a fox comes close to you and shows no fear, that fox has fucking rabies and it will attack you. Like, foxes are like, you think, like, you see videos of foxes being, you know, pretty and funny and prancing and everything. And it really does look like somebody's trying to run cat software on dog hardware. I get it. It's adorable. But foxes are wild animals. They are not tame. They are skittish. They will bite if cornered.
They also make pretty adorable noises, Andy.
This is true. They do that. Yeah.
Doo-doo.
Yeah. I'm like, foxes aren't tame. They're not domesticated. It is possible to hand rear a fox and have them turn out like, you know, pretty okay and like pretty social with the people that it knows. But those are still wild animals. I'm like, so you can't just judge like approachability based on cuteness. That is not, I mean, because by that token, it's like, oh man, look at that crazy doggy with the long legs. Yeah, coyote, got a couple of coyote friends, definitely gonna eat you.
I think it's terrible when like animals, like, it's terrible when animals kill people, but then we kill the animal. I'm like, fuck, animals should be an animal. Like, what do you, a bear's gonna, if you're fucking walking on trail and you fucking see you, may attack you. Like, it's no malice. It's just like, hey, there's a thing over there. I'm threatened or I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your fault for not going, hey, 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 hey. Sorry, I just finished editing last episode last night, so that's all fresh in my head.
Yeah, it's on the episode title. If only you knew the magic words, yep, you'd be alive today.
That magic word is hey, but you got to say it a lot. More than you would think. However much you think is enough, it's not enough yet.
I saw a video where this guy met like a bobcat or a mountain lion.
Was that mountain the one that was chasing him down the trail for like,
yes,
6 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's,
yeah,
a mountain lion.
Yeah, mountain lion.
That is a cougar, a puma.
Yeah, I was like, that is fucking frightening.
Yes. Now,
I saw some article where it's like, stop saying that this cougar was stalking him. she's clearly protecting her kids. Like, you can see the young cubs in the background. I'm like, look, I don't care why he's fucking running at me or she, whatever.
Also,
I'm not,
the cubs were long gone. Like, that was 6 minutes. The cubs are, I don't know where the fuck they are. Like, you're being a shitty parent. It's like some guys looking at your kids in the mall and you run like half a mile away chasing the person. Where are your kids?
Meanwhile, someone else came up and caught those cubs and just walked off.
Thanks for distracting me, buddy. I mean, I don't blame the mountain lion at all. It was just like, that's some scary shit.
Yeah. And it was meant to be. First of all, Tim, people who said that she wasn't stalking him, they're wrong.
Yes.
She starts the video stalking him. She only comes out onto the trail once it's clear that he has seen her and she can't really like stalk him anymore. So he clocks her in the bushes stalking him, and then she comes out and makes what the threat displays. So
that thing they do with they spread out their front legs is weird.
It's more than just the spreading out the front legs. When you watch when she's walking on the trail, she's doing that thing like if you've got like a bad alignment on a rear wheel drive car, like you got a shitty Mustang or you don't know how to drive it, where like the ass starts to try to come around.
Mm-hmm.
So she's walking and she's displaying like her sides and her flanks as she walks by walking her ass like to one side or the other, and that's to make her look bigger. So the lunging at him with the paws out to the side.
Oh, it's also to look bigger?
That looks bigger. The like knocking the dirt when you hit, it's to create noise, it's to create motion, it's to create like a big effect. It's to make her look as scary and as threatening as possible.
Goal achieved.
Yes. Now, still though, if he had turned and run, it's very possible that she would have chased him down, killed him, and drug him back and, you know, eaten him. It's possible. Because turning and running from a predator that's making threat displays like that can trigger their prey response, can make you look like a threat that has turned into prey. Because as long as you're eye to eye, as long as you're facing and as long as your weapons are facing it, which, you know, they don't really encounter fights with humans, so they don't know how dangerous we are or aren't. But you know, as long as you're facing it, as long as you're, you know, kind of standing up to it and backpedaling, you're still a threat. You're not necessarily like, you're not going to look like prey. So dude did the right thing. It could have gone wrong very easily. Picking up a rock and throwing it when he was finally able to do that. Although apparently a bunch of those like lunges came when he was trying to like look for something to grab and throw.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, dude, there's tons of rocks.
Yeah,
just start whooping
them
at
her. Like, start hucking the rocks, motherfucker.
Kick your rocks at her, do something.
I read an interview with the dude after, and he was like, yeah, every time I broke eye contact, she'd lunge and like get my attention again.
He's like, look at me. Look at me. Don't look at the rocks. Look at me.
Yeah.
And like he's talking in a
look
super calm voice. I'd have been like, arr, arr, arr.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And he tried that, and it didn't work.
Oh, well, I didn't have patience for the whole video. I'm like, fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I assume he's alive. We got the video.
Yeah,
I don't really care.
Yeah. This is a fucking long ass video. I'm like, skip ahead.
I mean, we haven't seen it. They didn't release it for very, very obvious reasons. But they got the video of the grizzly man's final encounter with a bear.
A beer.
Yeah.
This is my final encounter with a bear.
Yep.
The
just
beer
a beer.
One.
He's like, oh, this is the last one.
Yeah,
drink myself to death.
I mean, I am sad for that guy, and I'm also not surprised.
Yeah, that's one of those like it's
and
like
I'm not,
oh, it's
I'm
a tragedy.
I'm not saying he deserved it all. I'm just saying like he was spending a lot of time with those bears that he didn't fucking know, and he loved bears as his friends. I'm like, I don't think those bears are your fucking friends.
Yeah,
those are wild animals.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and he got his girlfriend killed, which is sad.
Yeah, it's hubris. It is. It's that that unearned confidence, that self certainty, that feeling you know of specialty, that like grandiosity. It's the same shit that you see in the QAnon people.
If only he were alive today, maybe he would believe in him.
Yeah. Speaking of, there is a whole subsect of QAnon, which knowing that there are sects of QAnon, like that it's widespread enough that there are now schisms within the church of QAnon. Just that pisses me off no end. But apparently there's a whole sect that is convinced that JFK Jr. faked his death, went underground because he was privy to and maybe abused in this satanic baby eating society that's been around for decades. So he faked his death so he could go underground so that he could build the movement, and that he actually is Q, that he's been secretly attending Trump rallies, and that Trump is going to drop Pence and put JFK Jr. on the ticket. And that's going to be like the signal that the end times are finally coming for the demonic baby eating Democrats. And there's a dude who follows Trump around the country like a groupie. And they think that that dude is secretly JFK Jr. And all of that was supposed to go down at a rally on October 17th in Dallas. That was yesterday. Obviously, that didn't happen.
What?
There was no rally planned in Dallas. No rally did happen in Dallas. JFK Jr. does remain dead. It's been like 21 years. There's no zombie dead. Magic bringing him back. He ain't Jesus.
Jesus.
Or Lazarus or anyone else. Keanu Reeves, apparently he's come back from the dead several times because we got pictures of him from the 1500s. But he's not any of those people. Trump did have a rally on October 17th in Dallas last year. So apparently this fervent religious belief is incapable of checking a fucking calendar. As they tend to do. I mean, we all lived through people in my church back when I went to church were like lousy with it. But the Jesus is definitely coming back in the year 2000. Oh, he didn't come back in the year 2000. Jesus is definitely coming back in the year 2001 because that's actually the millennium. Yeah. 2012. Jesus is definitely coming back in the year 2012. And this is why the Bible says that. Oh, here we are. 2020 still hasn't happened. Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is I weep for humanity. That's how my week is. I took a walk and I wept for humanity.
Oh, wait. I'm about to steal Noah's bit.
Hmm.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal.
This jingle's long.
Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home.
I regret this.
Always remember, do not stroke your bones. To the kitchen.
Now I know why that guy posted that he hates all the jingles on the Christmas show. We were actually listening to them real time, and it did take a while.
You don't listen to shit at 2x speed, do you, Tim?
When I'm actually listening back, no. When I'm editing, yes. Helps a lot.
Gotcha.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill.
So I listen to podcasts at 2x speed a lot, and like they'll play songs. I'm like, oh yeah, this song sounds better. So many songs sound better sped up. Listen to me. I'm like, that's a little slow. I wish it was a little faster. Anyways, what'd you masturbate in the kitchen, Tim? What'd you come
Noah,
in?
Noah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces.
Yeah, exactly.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! That sounds amazing.
Mad world, it's very mad world.
I didn't say it. Richard Cheese did it.
I know. I just had to do it.
He is a very one-trick pony. Anyways.
I mean, it's a lounge thing. Yeah.
I'm just like, I guess I listen to Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, and they do punk versions. But I feel like there's more, a little bit more nuance than he's just like, I'm just going to lounge this up a little bit.
I mean, he does rap and he does pop and but lounge is a very specific kind of limited thing. I think there's more variation to what punk bands can be. And there's all of the like sub punk genres. Like you can have emo punk, you can have bubblegum punk,
No hate on him. I hadn't listened to one of his songs. I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm not really into this anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to like sit down and listen to like three Richard Cheese albums in a row. But I'll sprinkle it in.
All right, Tim's trying to masturbate in the kitchen.
Yeah, sorry, Tim.
All right, don't masturbate in the kitchen. Once again.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen.
No, oh, what have
don't
we done?
Masturbate!
I'm hilarious. So, this is a rather simple thing, but I was like, this was quite enjoyable. So, we were making quesadillas last night because that's what we make when daddy has not been paying attention and it is dinner time. I'm like, oh shit, we don't have time to start anything now. We just got to get something made. So, my sons decided they wanted pepperoni on the quesadillas instead of chicken. And I was like, oh, so mozzarella cheese, pepperoni in a tortilla, make a quesadilla out of it. Then I get a dipping sauce, a marinara sauce. You got yourself a pizzadilla. Quick, easy, and delicious.
Apparently, putting shit in quesadilla.
You got to be putting it in there with the right drugs, and then you get arrested. Blah!
Oh man, my favorite tweet of this week was: I don't think NBC has had a rapist on at 8 on Thursday since Cosby.
Nice.
Wow. Like,
anyway, putting what?
There's a place near me, and they put like normally I think a quesadilla is just cheese and maybe some meat. They put like some peppers in there, some onions, some other things. I'm like, yes, yes, I like all this other extra stuff.
You can do like a whole like fajita in your quesadilla.
Yes, I'm into it.
Yeah,
fajita dia.
It was a new thing to me. I was like, I thought it was just cheese.
You can like, you can toss a little bit of like beans in there. You can toss like a little bit of greens in there.
You can match some greens
sauce in there.
Some sauce.
Sauce.
Oh, whatever. Yep. Are those guys still around?
I don't know. I only know them from you. I never actually watched them.
Other people's bits live on in Tancast.
Well, they posted the video a month ago.
All right.
They're all right.
There you go.
I mean, what else are they doing? Even if they had stopped, they're probably like, fuck, let's get back on it. What else are we doing? We're stuck at home, man.
Yeah.
Not posting very often, though. Or as often. I mean, this whole ridiculous food thing is like, I don't know, I can't say I'm into it. For a while, YouTube was suggesting this little lady who like eats a ridiculous amount of food. I'm like, why do we do this? Why?
I don't understand what you're...
what I'm saying?
Yes.
You like to see people eat ridiculous amount of food, Andy?
I mean, am I people in this?
I mean, but like, are you doing it like, sure, like we all eat like more food than we need to. But I mean like... I'm going to have a pound burger, a pound of french fries, a milkshake, you know, and a pound of coffee, you know, cheesecake.
For a second, it sounded like you were going to say a pound of cock.
No, sometimes I'm bored. Sometimes I'm bored and I feel bad. And I want to take those feelings and turn them into cheesecake and then
eat
those feelings.
Well, apparently you need to record yourself because you'll make a lot of money.
Nobody wants to watch me unhinge my jaw and just go to town on a pound of burger.
If only you were
Noah,
pretty.
You should start. You should start your own YouTube channel. Noah eats a reasonable amount of food.
Hey, Noah, would you like seconds? Like, no, I've had enough.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'm quite satiated. Just, thank you. I'm instead going to play on my phone while the rest of the people finish their meals.
No, I believe you were about to tell me if only I was a beautiful woman, and I can't express to you how many times I've thought that.
There was like
me too.
I was reading an article one time, what? And there's this woman who like just records herself eating food, and I mean, it's a lot of food, but it's not like the type of food where it's like we made this, you know, burger that's like 2 pounds or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But she's eating food and she made way more money than I did. And I'm like, wow. I mean, no hate on her. I'm like, you know what? People want to pay for that. Yeah. Have that.
I mean, my criticism is not for her. It's for the objectification that creates that market.
There was this kid who just unboxes stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That guy makes a ridiculous amount of money.
Yep.
No, like he has his own, like he like has sponsorship deals with toys now where like you can, if you go get, like if you go to like the toy aisle, you'll see his face on stuff. I'm like, what?
Yep.
How?
Yep.
How is he the best at this? You're telling me nobody
best.
Else can fucking open packages?
It's just about that algorithm. you get high enough up and other people's like, you know. Oh, other people are unboxing, but you're the top one, so we're going to suggest you to people. And then people are like, oh, I like this unboxing thing. How many unboxing videos do I need to watch? That's enough. Like, I think about Uber and Lyft, and it's interesting. I mean, I think people have preferences because of reasons beyond just the actual service. But I'm like, I'm sure so many people just, like, whatever first one they picked, like, some people switch back and forth. I'm like, I just picked one and I went with it. I'm like, they both picked me up. They dropped me off places. I'm like, I don't know why I need to switch around.
I technically have both apps on my phone, but I usually use who cares? I don't need to endorse one or the other.
I mean, I haven't used it all anymore.
With bated breath, wondering, well, I don't know, what wide share should I use? I'd see what the fucking idiot from Tancast says.
Tim endorses Luber.
Sounds like a German. I mean, obviously, Uber is a German word, but it sounds like a German weapon.
Really? Luber sounds like a German weapon? I think you just like slide right into that ride. Get to where you need to go.
Those are those people who drive for both. I'm a Luber. Wait, what? A Luber. I like to lube things.
Yep. You know, just for some extra cash on the weekends. Got to get that mad money.
I wonder.
Get that fuck you money.
I'm not, obviously not going to believe the commercials for Yes on 22, but I wonder overall, how do the drivers feel?
Supposedly one in four are in favor of it.
That's based off the commercial, right?
Yeah, okay. 100%. Well, of course, it's also based on, like I said, every interaction I have had with a driver who I personally know who drives for Uber has said they're for it.
They are for
it. Yeah, or the other one. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're for not getting further
dicked. One in four, I meant four out of, wait, whatever it is, the three out of four.
Oh, okay. I was like, one out of four is for it?
I'm like, wait a minute, did I just make the case against what I was saying?
Yes, you did. That's why I've been laughing so hard.
Technically, that's what I want to do. I don't particularly, I think I'm definitely coming down on the side of no on 22.
Yeah, because California is about to regulate the fuck out of them and say, no, these are employees and must be treated as such.
Here's the thing, though. I think California's over-regulation them also overreaches. So the problem is this correction of the overreach is worse than the overreach.
I think if you're paying for like, their whole model is based on going in and undercutting like cab companies by outsourcing all of the risk and outsourcing like all of the maintenance and insurance and everything else, basically taking on nothing that these other industries that exist and have these regulations for a reason. That they preach it as, you know, this is just disrupting the old ways and we're unlocking people's ability to go earn stuff casually, and this is part of this new gig economy of like, you know, be your own boss, work your own hours, whatever. But, you know, it's
really close. Come to the Christmas party. Have a few laughs.
Yeah. Yeah. So like they really preach it as that. But when you look at it, like the fact that this, like people still have to pay for maintenance on their cars and the tires and the insurance, and the insurance companies are like, they're people aren't actually insured to be driving other people around. So, like, when wrecks happen and people get injured, it's like, now you got to sue the driver, but you can't sue Uber because, again, they've got no, officially, they declaim all liability on that. So, it's sort of like, it's turning people against each other to make Uber billionaires.
And I wonder, I mean, the people you're talking to, I assume they're smart, intelligent people, but I wonder if they see the bigger picture or if they're just kind of like, well, this is better than what we have, so I'm going to go for it.
And that's exactly why they wrote it that way, is to be better than what they have.
Because how they positioned it, essentially, these like Uber, Lyft have positioned it as like, if this doesn't go through, we're going to go away. And they don't want their, you know, some people side hustle, some people, especially now, like their main job to go away.
Gotcha.
And so, and I mean, yes, I do.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say for sure. I doubt Uber and Lyft is going to go anywhere, but who knows? I mean, they've pulled out cities before.
Yeah, I don't know why the cab companies don't just like get on some like app action and make a cab app.
They do have one.
Oh, why aren't they promoting it?
I mean, it's called Flywheel, I think. I mean, I don't know if it's made by the cab companies, but you definitely can use it to call a cab. I mean, I think part of it is just like people want a different experience than cabs. Like, I've been in a cab not too long ago, and it's a fucking frightening experience. like I mean, I know they know the city, but they drive in a way that makes me feel unsafe.
Yeah, maybe the cab company should just get better drivers.
But I mean, I can't say like I feel like most Lyft drivers are bad. Well, to be fair, I haven't taken a lot of cabs, so this was one guy I didn't like it. But I would say most of the Lyfts I felt mostly safe, but some are not great. And like, you know, and I think, you know, that's a whole other experience of like, you know, I think it's also catering, especially in the city, to, you know, the gentrifiers in the sense of like, oh, you're going to get in this car. We're going to give you some water. We're going to give you some, you know, some gum. You can charge your phone. Like, it's probably this other kind of catered experience that you weren't getting in a cab. And yeah. Me,
they give you
the
water?
Bus. What was that?
They give you water?
Not all of them, but I mean, I've seen enough.
Huh. I've never had that experience.
I mean, I can't see what percentage, but definitely I've seen multiple cars like, oh, you want some water?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that earlier on than now.
Yeah. Maybe it's a little less now. Yeah, yeah. Especially nowadays. Times are tough, man. Get, you know,
oh, water. You want some water? $2.50.
This is my side hustle.
Yeah. You want some gum? 25 cents. There's a gumball machine in the back.
There's a Coke machine, too.
There's no room for my luggage with all the vending machines in the back. Oh, well, I guess you got to leave it.
Then next thing I start just playing.
Get yourself a Zagnut bar.
I'm waiting to start playing ads. Oh, that's some bit of honey. I'm in.
Bit of honey. That's just a funny sounding candy name.
It's delicious.
Oh, really?
What?
Bit of honey?
He likes bit of honey, and Andy's not down with it.
Oh, fucking love bit of honey. Mm, it's honey. Like, where can you go wrong?
I'm not a huge honey fan.
Yeah, I love honey.
I'm not as disgusted as Andy clearly seems to be. I apparently sit. Apparently, in this contentious issue of Bitto Honey, we have the spectrum here. We have with Noah, who loves it, Andy, who hates it, Tim is all right with it.
I love honey ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
They have one downstairs. It's delicious.
Nope.
Like, I'll put a small amount of honey on a biscuit.
Sorry. I don't know what made me flash to something completely else, but it did.
Talk about it.
You want Facebook? No. I'm in it. I'm in this conversation. Something about what just happened. Maybe it was downstairs. Something said. I don't know what got me there, but something did.
Right.
Something that happened last night. Anyway, we'll get there.
All right.
We have time.
Good.
Let Andy's jibber jabber play out.
My jibber? No, I was just saying, like honey on biscuit. Good.
Oh, No.
Sausage gravy on a biscuit?
God, no.
Butter on a biscuit?
Fucking up the biscuit. Just put the butter on it and leave it alone.
I mean, honey on biscuit is delicious.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's pretty good.
I'll do that. But, you know, if you got like some raspberry jam or something, I'll put that on the biscuit before I put the honey on.
I go grape jam. It depends on the setting. Like if I'm having some chicken, I'm not going to have fucking jam on my biscuit. That makes no sense. If it's breakfast time, yeah, then you can put some jam on a biscuit.
This is true.
But even better, put some eggs and some bacon and some cheese on that biscuit. Now you got yourself a party.
Yes.
And they do some wakey-wakey time for Snakey.
This is the best way to put a biscuit.
I rarely ever wakey-wakey time to Snakey during edible times. I feel like either I'm eating or I'm touching Mr. Willie. There's no combination of those
two. No, you
got to
do both.
I like
to get some Popeye's chicken, dip it in that black and ranch sauce, and jerk my gherkin.
Tim's like, man, you know, I keep putting honey on this biscuit, but it's sour. Oh man. After I got back from the walk last night, Caitlin's like, can you bring me like a Reese's peanut butter cup? I'm craving chocolate. And I turned around. I'm like, how about some chocolate? She's like, no. It's like, and come no further, because I'm pretty sure that there's an aura emanating from that area. I'm like, yeah, I got a little ripe. I got a little musky on that walk.
Oh.
Yeah, no, this isn't just you know, like normal levels of my wife turning me down constantly. This is this was well earned.
Well, there you go.
She did ask after that. I went in and took a shower like right after that. And, after that, I don't remember what it was, but I made some comment about we were talking about Drew like getting older and stuff, and I made some crack about pubes, and she's like, "Well, he's taking after his old man." I'm like, "Indeed." She's like, "You got any other like super long ones going on?" I'm like, "You know what? I actually did just do a search while I was in there showering." I'm like,
"I'm still waiting." Team.
Yeah, that's still waiting on like weighing on my mind. Like I went looking for like other random long pubes, and I'm proud to say the search came up empty.
Is it really weighing on your mind?
Not really.
I mean, you're searching for him.
I mean, I did check because I was like, "Is this just like, is this a thing? Am I gonna have like bush to my knees going on? Like, what's up?"
I mean, maybe not your bush, but your cock will start to dangle. get a little. Oh no, your balls. That's what it is, your balls.
Yes. Yeah.
So there you go. Something to look forward to. You can help along by putting those little. What the fuck are those things called? I don't know what they're called, like these little round things that you put around your balls that stretch them out away from your body.
Yeah, no. Hey, Noah.
Yeah.
They don't need help.
They need help.
The one thing I don't need to do when I'm sitting down to poo is have to, like, I don't look forward to having to do any more additional wrangling of my balls to keep them out of the water. Yeah, the day that I sit down and hear a bloop, bloop. that'll be a dark times.
The good times.
Just put some tape on the back of the nuts and like bulldog it up to my belly button.
Okay, so. can you tell I was waiting for that story to be over for a while?
Nope, not at all, Tim.
I was.
So,
hey, Andy, can you tell me about your balls some more?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, I can tell you all about my balls. All
right. Tim's got a boring story he wants to tell. I need to hear about your balls.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, oh, no, he's going to shoot me with a gun. I'm going to have to shoot me with a whole separate gun. Like, the same damage is still going to happen to your body. Boring story is boring story, just changing who's selling it.
All right. Well, Tim, tell us your boring fucking story. Noah, please note the date and the time. This is the first time that Tim hasn't cared about my nuts. Spark's gone out of our relationship.
Noted.
Well, what are you gonna do?
that's
what I was actually. I was like, but never mind. That's not even gonna be the show, so I'll tell you that later.
Okay.
you may, when you said they're gonna start running ads in Lyft as a joke, I was like, oh, I was now. We invested in a screen for our outside projector.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Because showing it on the garage is cool because it's super huge, but it does...
Not good for image quality.
Yeah, the framing is not great. So I was thinking I should make a policy trailer for every time we watch a movie. Like they used to do, like we used to have at the theater.
Yeah.
Like, dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Please, keep all trash in the... receptacles of choice, whatever. Fucking, I'll think of something. I think it'd be funny.
Oh, you know what's hilarious is you can write this script and then have Danelle do all the Spanish parts for you.
That's a grand idea.
El grande
idea, el grande. And also, a couple weeks ago, I posted on Facebook just because I was seeing tons of Hocus Pocus memes. That was like, hey guys, I've never seen Hocus Pocus, nor do I have any plans to change that in the future. You may now adjust your worth of my estimated worth to you as a human being. And you would have thought that I said,
I want to shit in your mother's mouth.
Hey guys, I'm voting for Trump because I know he's going to take away your rights personally.
were people up in arms?
They're like, what? How have you never seen it?
I've never seen that movie either. Is this a movie that people have fucking seen a lot of?
Apparently, it's a very beloved movie.
Mm-hmm. It is.
There's Tim, like a I have seen it. Witch movie coming out too with Chris Rock.
Are you talking about the Anne Hathaway one?
Yeah. Is that Chris Rock?
Is he the one doing the narration?
Maybe.
I was like, because I don't remember seeing Chris Rock in there anywhere.
But yeah, there's some new witch movie coming out. But yeah, the Anne Hathaway one. I was like,
yeah.
I thought, I'm like, are these related? But no. Is a new Hocus Pocus come out? I don't know what's going on.
apparently they're talking about something, but I don't know if it's going to materialize. Anyway, it was Danelle's turn to pick the movie on Friday, so she picked Hocus Pocus, and so now I've seen it.
And
it's a perfectly enjoyable little movie that I could understand if I watched in my formative years, as apparently many of the people who left comments on my page have, would be something I would have a great deal of nostalgia for.
Yep.
As it stands, I was like, well, that was enjoyable. I will never feel the need to revisit this again.
Yeah, Chris Rock is the narrator.
Tim, you have absolutely, like, perfectly summarized my feelings towards Hocus Pocus. Caitlin had, like, Caitlin's got a huge lady boner for that movie, and it's like it's a must watch. She's watched it without me several years because I was like, I don't feel like it. And then I think it was like last year or the year before. She's like, oh, Drew's old enough to watch this movie. We should watch this movie. Because I guess, like,
Wow, we showed it to James Friday.
Maybe it was more years ago than that, but whatever it was like the zombie dude. Like, she was a little worried that, like, that guy might be a little intense for Drew at first.
My kids cannot handle the decorations at Halloween stores. Like, we went to go pick Halloween costumes out yesterday, and they both were freaked out by, like, all the decorations that are there. And it's not like we saw, like, it's not like we walked into the, like, ultimate bloodthirsty section there. It's like, yes, there was some stuff that is like, oh, that's a little freaky looking. But, like, they were both like, Dad, you can just go to the store and get our costumes from now on.
Oh.
Anyway.
We don't want any of these shenanigans.
Your children are weak.
All right. So I was identifying with the fact that your kid was apparently scared of the goofy zombie, but all right, way
no,
to shit on my kids.
Wasn't.
How about
he
I shit on your
all.
Kid now? How about that?
Oh,
your
kid is
shitty to you. Ha ha.
No, the thing you don't know is you're shitting on my wife for being overly cautious. He was fine.
Oh, I see. Well, whatever.
Yeah. But yes.
Let's all shit each other now, guys.
Noah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, what you got for me, buddy? What you got? I can take it. I'm a big boy.
That's all I got.
I don't cry.
Oh, so anyway, last night was my pick to watch the movie. And so I don't know, a month and a half, maybe two, who long? Many months ago, I put in our DVD of Superman Returns. And about halfway through the movie, the DVD just stopped working. It just, like, I can't remember, like, both the boys remembered the line. It was like, she's talking about getting a burrito, and then it just, everybody pauses. Because we tried it in the Blu-ray player, then we played it in the DVD player, then we tried it in the portable DVD player, then we tried it on my computer, and we tried it on the other DVD player, and it paused at the same point in every, like, there was no way to get past that point in the movie. I couldn't go to the next chapter and keep going. Nothing. Like, it was, like, that DVD is just stops about, once I mention a burrito, fuck it. Superman Returns is over.
It's like, burrito.
But, they put it on Netflix. I was like, guys, we are watching Superman Returns tonight.
I was just about to tell you that.
so we bought the screen. So we set it up in the backyard instead of on the front garage. And we're all out. And so we had nice comfy chairs, like our backyard seating stuff. So now we had comfy chairs to watch and everything. And at one point, towards the end of the movie, Superman's in the hospital and people are clamoring to see him. And Lois Lane, of course, gets to because she's a celebrity who knows him. But on the way out, she passes, without knowing it, Superman's adoptive mother, who is waiting and unable to get in because nobody knows that she's, you know, Superman's mom. They just think it's Clark Kent's mom, and nobody cares about Clark Kent's mom, and she's just lost in the shuffle. And Danelle said something like, oh, that's his mom. And I yelled out, why'd you say that name? Made me laugh a lot.
Probably no one else.
Nope. Nobody else. Nobody.
How do you?
The kids didn't get it. Danelle did get it and didn't find it funny.
How do you do sound?
The projector has a decent speaker, but we hook it up to our. We have a Bluetooth speaker, although it doesn't work. Like, you, the Bluetooth function, you can't Bluetooth it to the projector, but I just plug in my, it's a TIE fighter that is a speaker, and it works pretty well.
So you do like a line in?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sadly, none of it is cordless. I was like, oh, I specifically requested, like, on Facebook, I'm like, yeah, I want to be able to connect with Bluetooth to a projector. And my cousins gave me a recommendation, and I bought it. I'm like, this fucking thing doesn't connect with Bluetooth.
I mean, I imagine a lot of projectors don't.
That seems like a missed opportunity, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe like the really portable ones do. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't done like exploration, but I don't know.
Well, regardless of the
portability, wouldn't you just want to not have everything all wired together? Just like put the projector over there and then like your iPad or your PC can be anywhere in the room connecting to your projector.
I mean, usually people are doing a home theater setup. So I think you probably want wire connections in general for sound. But what I would say is you can probably buy a pretty cheap little dongle that will plug into the line out and do a Bluetooth signal.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah.
My dongle is free.
Can I get my money back?
Sure. Here you go. Here's all the money.
Yeah. Basically, they sell these little Bluetooth things that you can make anything Bluetooth as long as it has like an audio out.
Interesting.
Is this episode going to be titled Free Dongle?
Sure. Yet another thing that takes me an inordinate amount of time when making an episode is choosing a title, so sure. Yay! Noah jibber jabbering in the beginning, the title is Free Dongle.
2020, where Tim gets lazy with Tankcast.
what gets? Gets, like it just happened this year.
He's just gonna,
don't blame 2020 for things that have been happening for years.
Next, he's just going to throw up all our audio and just be like, you guys figure it out. Just edit any way you want. Just whatever.
Not even all at the same time. Like, you hear all of Andy and then all of Noah and then all of Tim. It's a 3-hour long episode. Oh.
BYO Tancast. It's kind of like The Wizard of Oz, but you got to download it 3 times and sync it up your damn self.
And then the only link in the show notes is to download Audacity. There you go. Edit.
Oh, it's like those deconstructed meals that people pay so much money for.
Deconstructed podcast. That would be fun. I mean, it would be too cruel to do it because no one would actually take the time, but it would be fun. Deconstructed podcast.
I mean, we're 6 months away from that being an appropriate release, so...
April Fools?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow, you know how many months till April? Inordinately fast.
So my birthday's in April, so I know my half birthday's in October, so that's easy math.
Oh, Navy SEALs.
Uh-huh.
That confuses people, by the way.
What? Oh, Navy SEALs?
When I go, oh, Navy SEALs. They're like, what? What the hell are you talking about? I'm like,
oh my god,
it's kind of from the movie Clerks, but it makes no sense even in that context for how I'm using it now.
I mean, we mutated the fuck out of that.
Like, how did you start using it for just random shit?
I don't know. I feel like it was on the show though, right?
Or was it in our real lives? That since we lived together.
Oh, okay.
I think we've been like, Navy SEALs.
Is it? Ooh, Navy SEALs.
It is.
Yeah, because I think we used to use it in its proper context when we were excited to see something. Ooh, yes, Navy SEALs.
But and then it was so, like, oh, it was like
now
realization.
I understand what you're saying. Navy SEALs.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think we did used to use it when something we were excited about, and then it just kind of expanded beyond that.
Yep.
You know what I haven't said in a long time that I realized the other day? Keep my name at your goddamn mouth.
I used that this week. And I thought of you when I did it. I said it to Drew.
Whoa.
He was pointing about something like, Daddy, keep my name at your goddamn mouth.
Wow, you even put the goddamn in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he laughed.
It's funny, randomly, Facebook, I guess last year was when I was reading a story to James, and I had inserted the phrase, put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
And Facebook reminded me of that I, because I posted about it, and Facebook reminded me of it. And literally that day, without her, without me having talked about it, without her being on Facebook, and well, because I hadn't shared the memory, it was only for me. My mom told that story because of how funny she thought it was to get James to say it again. I was like, "That's crazy! This is the 1 year anniversary of that story."
Tim, I know what happened. Facebook hacked, but hacked your mother.
Hacked my mother.
Hacked your mother. They were listening.
They sucked your mom, Tim. They sucked your mom. Right.
They right sucked the shit out of her.
Those mother zuckers.
Yep.
Oh.
Yes.
One last thing I'll say real quick. Oh yeah, because it's you know what? Fuck it.
Do it, Tim.
I tweeted something that's been retweeted and liked more than anything I've ever done, and it's just a comment to something else funny that somebody else said. I'm like, wow, I'm getting a lot of adjacent love. Someone called Trump Captain COVID, and I was like, from this day forward, I will never refer to him in any other way other than Captain COVID. Thank you. 300 likes, like several retweets. I was like, Jesus. But then someone else goes, Cadet COVID? I was like, better.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that was it.
Grunt COVID?
Nah, it's got to be alliterative.
Yep.
Cheesehead COVID?
And I mean, people have been calling him Cadet Bone Spurs for 4 years. So, yes, gotcha. Cadet COVID just fits right into that.
So that's Stancast for this week.
Is it already?
Excellent.
It's been an hour. It's been over an hour.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We've been gibbering and jabbering.
We're just getting going.
Hey, 2 weeks.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
2 weeks left. Go vote. Mail your shit in. Actually, by the time you hear this, it's a week. Oh, in a week.
I'm gonna try and post this quickly so that people get basically two episodes back to back. But so last week, Andy texted me afterwards. He's like, "Hey, can you fix it? Because I said 4 weeks left to the election, but it's actually 3 weeks left to the election." So then I'm editing last night. It gets to that part. I'm like, "Oh shit!" I'm like, "Hey, Andy told me to correct this because when we recorded, it was 3 weeks, but now it's 2 weeks. Basically, just fucking check your calendar and go vote."
You should not be relying on us for timely information.
I mean, that is true.
How about
November
3rd?
On us,
there we go.
Full stop.
Relative dates suck. November 3rd, on or before. If early voting is available, like, douse yourself in Purell before and after and go do it. If you can't or don't, like we do, don't trust the post office. Absentee ballots can be dropped off not just at the post office, but like your state will have instructions for official drop boxes. Only trust your state. Don't listen to other people, because the Republican Party is seriously trying to fuck with that and trying to set out other boxes. And who the fuck knows what's going to go on with those things? Yeah. Yeah. So check your government website. Should be your Secretary of State. But yeah, Caitlin and I don't even trust the Secretary of State to not be like, "Oh, your signature is 5% different. So fuck you. You don't vote this time." Because they're doing a shitload of that. If you do vote by mail, if you do vote absentee, there should be a way through your state to check on the status of it, that it's been received and that it's been accepted. If you check on the status and it says it's been rejected, you can fix it. There's a ticking clock for doing that. I think most places it's like up to a week after the election. You can contest it, fix it, like go show ID, but it's like a whole other shitty thing you got to do. So don't sleep on this. This is fucking important. There's kids in cages and hundreds of thousands of Americans dying, and the president is enriching himself and his family. Like, we got to fucking stop this shit. There's an incompetent grifter in the White House, and it needs to fucking end. And don't just vote for president. Vote every single race. Local races matter. And you're more likely to swing the local races, so fucking show up. They change shit like how your schools are doing and whether your roads are paved. They matter every day when you leave your fucking house.
I don't think they're going to unpave the roads just because I don't vote for the right guy. They're not going to come in here and plow up my street and be like, "Hey, you get a dirt road now. You should have voted, jackass."
You know what? Cobblestone for you. It's really shitty to drive on.
I know it never freezes there, but everywhere else in the country where it can occasionally freeze, that fucks up roads real fast once cracks appear.
Ah, we just have to worry about crackheads, not cracks.
Yes.
Wait,
we
worry
about
black?
This too.
I thought they didn't crack.
We worry about crackheads starting fires underneath our freeways and collapsing the fucking freeways.
I enjoyed it. All right. Let's bring this in for a landing. Yes, yeah. Vote. Well, everybody's on your page, Andy. Nobody's like, I don't know.
I know there are. There are a lot of, I don't know out
not
there.
That listen to our show.
Yeah, I'm like, you probably know what, Eddie? You know, I appreciate your message. I don't think you're reaching those people. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, there's only 7 people listening. They're probably voting.
Hey, 7 people listening who are voting. Go tell everyone you fucking know about this, too.
All right. They're not going to do that. They're not taking their cues from us.
Well, that's
is
probably
he talking
was.
About his unwashed balls? Well, let me see yes. what he has to say about fucking.
Hey, everybody. Stinky Ball Andy says, go vote. Tell your fans.
I have my ballot out. I'm listening to the latest Tancast. As soon as he's done talking about his unwashed balls, I'm sure he's going to tell me what to do about Measure C.
Wait, Tim doesn't like WAP and never seen Hocus Pocus? I can't trust him.
Wait, Noah loves honey? Then he must be the one to tell me about, you know, tort reform? Torts? Tarts? They're kind of the same. Tarts have honey on them, don't they?
Tartlets.
Anyway, this is not a good job of ending the show. This is me ripping more. So, that's Tancast for this week.
We finally got some funny stuff in the episode.
Yep. Don't worry, it won't last.
Don't call it a letdown. We've been sucking for years.
I don't know what you shouldn't trust this week. Never trust the cadet COVID.
Not today, honey on a biscuit.
Not today, not any day.
Never trust anyone who doesn't like bit of honey. That's what I'm saying. I wish I could have some bit of honey right now.
If you follow me on Twitter, you know that this week I hate NBC.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
And?
That was some fucking bullshit. Not coincidentally, Donald Trump. Those two go together.
And he hated Donald Trump before it was cool. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. Someone posted, I shared this article with you, Andy, because I know you weren't on Facebook, but I shared it on Facebook about how the ratings for Joe Biden were way bigger than ratings for Joe Biden on ABC were bigger than the ratings for Trump on NBC, CNBC, and MSNBC combined.
Mm-hmm.
And someone, a Republican who is not a Trump supporter, however, but still can't wait to tell me things that are wrong with what I post.
Of course.
Why are we friends? We were dated for one day and you rejected me the next day. And now you're fucking ugly as shit. I win.
No, it's Michelle Silverstein. Like, the ugly inside is coming out.
She's not ugly as shit, but whatever.
She's actually fucking quite beautiful and stunning.
No, it is.
I wouldn't say she's beautiful. My wife is way
fucking hotter. Her value is not
her. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure somebody's into her.
Clearly, she has like hella kids. I think she's married too. I don't want to make it sound. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with being wet. Fuck, I've fallen down out of wedlock. But I've fallen down a rabbit hole that I didn't care about. Yeah. Anyway, she goes, well, it's not actually a head to head thing because Trump wasn't carried live on the West Coast, whereas Biden was. And I was like, oh, so you're saying Biden won the ratings electoral college? I'll take it as a win.
Yeah.
Burn, lady, burn.
That's a good enough place to stop. It's 10 minutes. That's a play of editing.